York City to the world. Tom Sullivan is on now.
Yeah, here we are. Welcome to the Friday edition of the Tom Sullivan Show on this Friday, the 20th of April, 2018. My name is Tom Sullivan, and I was going to get into this whole business because I still got a big stack here. Michael Cohen, longtime lawyer Jay Goldberg for Donald Trump, said Cohen is not going to be someone's wife in prison. Yeah, he actually said that, being a jailhouse wife. So he says he doesn't. He's a weak man and will flip on Donald Trump. So there's all that. Plus Rudy Giuliani, now part of the Trump legal team. And that's interesting. He says he knows Bob Mueller. They're old friends going way, way back. So he's going to go sit down with Bob Mueller and negotiate an end to this whole investigation. And he says if he gets it done, he'll get it done within a week or two. Plus, Giuliani, there was also two former federal prosecutors, husband and wife team, Jane Serene Raskin and Marty Raskin, are now part of the Trump legal staff, and these are both former criminal prosecutors working for Donald Trump's legal team. I don't know what to say about Bill Clinton. I'm still amazed that he thinks the New York Times and Trump coordinated. Before we get too far into the program today, there's a couple of things. Well, that on this day, the 20th, is a big day. It started off this morning. There's a big walkout. There's kids all over the country that are walking out today, and they are, it's supposed to be about gun reform, and it's supposed to be on the Columbine anniversary. But I took a photo. I went out for a walk before the show and took a photo of a silly tree out down the street a half a block where it is, it's blooming. And I don't know, for a lot of you, you probably already have had your spring blooms a long time ago. But in the northern part of the country, we've been cold. And spring has been a little late. But anyway, spring has sprung here in New York today. It is gorgeous. Blue, azure blue sky. Clear as a bell, and blossoms daffodils are blooming. Wild daffodils are blooming all over the place along the side of the highways. So it's a pretty day. Which, if I recall my academic exercises in the spring, students give them a reason, and they will walk out. I don't know how many of these kids are walking out because of something that they are dedicated to. I don't know how sincere they are. I don't know. I don't know if they're sincere today. Will they be sincere 5 years from now when they get a little older? But there's a big walkout today, and it was on the anniversary of Columbine, which happened 19 years ago today. And you've also got Waco. And the siege at Waco led to a big fiery end with all kinds of people, David Koresh and others, being killed in that fire in Waco, Texas, on this day, on April 19th, 1993. Yesterday. And that was a real litmus test for the government and how powerful the government is and how much of an overreach the government. Janet Reno was the attorney general. Bill Clinton was the president in those days. She was a fairly new attorney general, and they authorized that whole Waco. Turned out to be a disaster. And then Timothy McVeigh et al. In 1995, blew up the federal building in Oklahoma City. And so that was Timothy McVeigh wanted to do it on the anniversary of Waco. So Waco was 1993. Oklahoma City was 1995. Columbine was April 20th, 1999. And so here we go into this anniversary. And the other part about all of this is it's also been adopted as Weed Day by all the people who are proponents of marijuana being legal. So we got a lot to cover there. But I want to tell you, the day started off in Marion County, Florida, at the Forest Hill High School this morning. A kid walked in, 2,200 kids in this school, and a kid walked in and had a gun and fired it at a door, a classroom door. I don't know why. Was he just experimenting? Was he young and dumb and thinking, well, let's see what this does? Anyway, he hit a kid. I don't know if it ricocheted or the kid was on the other side of the door, but the kid that was hit with the bullet, non-life-threatening, he was shot in his ankle. Ouch. So that's the way the day started off, and it happened in the main school building. Students were all evacuated, and they have a bunch of other schools, middle schools, high schools in the area that have all been locked down earlier today. So I don't know whether he was trying to act on the fact that it was an anniversary. Don't know. And then one more that I want to mention. I got an email from Noel earlier. And he says, two officers assassinated because they are cops. And hardly a pip in the news. Maybe there's more to this story, but still the media controls our lives. Well, I'm glad, I Noel, you're thinking along the same way I am. This is a very troubling story because two sheriff deputies, this is at 3 o'clock in the afternoon yesterday. They were at the Ace China restaurant. They were having lunch, late lunch. Man walked past the window. Both of these officers, sheriff deputies, in Trenton, Florida. It appears to be an ambush because he walked past the window, turned and pulled out a gun and shot both of the officers and killed them through the glass. Alachua County Sheriff's Department made the statement on behalf of the Gilchrist County Sheriff's Office. So it was these officers were Gilchrist County. Sergeant Noel Ramirez, 30 years of age, and Deputy Sheriff Taylor Lindsay, 25 years of age. Two young police officers. The gunman, John Highnote, 59. And he is dead. He killed himself. The way this, I believe the story goes, he killed them, and then he, I don't know, walked down the street and killed himself. So here we go with an ambush. Officers in a cafe having lunch. Here in New York, there's a local alert out that MS-13 says that they are going to kill a cop, and they're going to do it soon. So all the police in the greater New York area, they're mostly in Long Island, where the MS-13 bulk of them is located. And there's a whole bunch of MS-13 people that have been rounded up, and because they're here illegally, they've been let go from various jails, different places around the country. So you've got these extremely violent criminals in MS-13 who are out on the street. So just there's a lot to consider on this anniversary. So I don't know. There's a lot of people that are all upset about these kids. I know. A lot of you are upset with the kids. I don't know. I just don't know if you can remember when you were 16, and it's a nice spring day, and all your buddies, it's an event. It's absolutely an event. I don't know. Maybe in today's world, with when I went to school, there weren't school shootings. So maybe the kids, I read a Pew Research survey yesterday that said a majority, it's like 56% of the kids are worried about getting shot in a school shooting. Parents are worried. Never said anything about the teachers. So this is something, I don't know, for those of us that are of a certain age, if we can relate to this. But I still want to believe that most of these kids are going out today, skipping school, because it's a nice day. It's spring. I don't know what your reaction is to it. The phone number here is 855-295-6600. 855-295-6600. Local Yokel sends me a tweet. You can follow me on Twitter. The address is at Sullivan Radio. He says, so you'll do every anti-gun walkout but won't even mention the pro-life walkout that got blacked out by the media. Yeah, it really wasn't of the size and scope, I believe. You tell me, Local Yokel, how big it was. Ken Smith says, Tom, weren't there six shootings during Obama presidency but no walkout without Soros money? I don't know. Of course, there's political groups that are trying to go after, you know, they want gun control and all of that. But you go back, Waco was 1993. Oklahoma was 1993. Columbine was 1999. I don't know how many shootings it took or what it took. Was it Newtown, Sandy Hook, all those little children that got killed? But they're out there today in large numbers, and I'm just not sure how many of them are really behind this. And then Pot Day. All of you that have been using April 20th for Weed Day, we'll talk about that as well. It's kind of a strange anniversary today. 855-295-6600. Short break. We will be right back.
Connect and engage with Tom Sullivan. On air. Online. On demand.
So, National School Walkout going on today, based on Columbine, which was 19 years ago. So that means that if you're in high school, that means you are not 19. That means you're a little bit less, 14 through 18. And so this is, Columbine has to be a history book item for them. And I'm guessing that's maybe I shouldn't be so presumptive that they're teaching about Columbine in school, saying this is what happened.
Shows, even though sometimes I disagree with some of your topics, but nevertheless, I appreciate your efforts.
What's your call about?
Are you with me?
What are you calling
my call
about?
I'm calling about the topic that you just made mention of. I think there's a small percentage. I do agree with you. There's a small percentage of kids that are out there just for the heck of it. But I think for us to diminutize the effort that they're undertaking would be a mistake. I think if you look at, you know, I have kids of this age, and they're afraid to go to school. That's a fact. I have a wife who is a counselor at a high school, and she has thoughts about this every single day, that the possibility of these things could happen. So I think that if we abscond the effort that these kids are undertaking, you're right. I don't think we can grasp what they're going through. And I also think we have to look at, you know, when you look at the effort, there's no way that any of us can understand, or most of us can't understand what it's like to be shot at or to be standing next or sitting next to someone who's been shot. This is going to affect these children the rest of their lives every single time.
I agree.
They're kids.
Well, we're on the same page, David. I'm very unpopular among some people because of the fact that they want to trash David Hogg and all these kids, And look, it. I just think there's a whole lot going on here. One, they're teenagers. They have a lot to learn, but they also have an experience, which you point out, most people have never been shot at. Most people haven't had friends or acquaintances that have been shot and killed. So these kids have a perspective that, unless you've been there, I don't think it's fair to criticize them. And then this, to your point about the fear, Pew came out with this survey that says 57% of all teens are worried or somewhat worried or very worried about a school shooting happening at their school. And you don't know where it's going to happen. You have no idea. So they're afraid. I don't blame them.
Indeed. So I think from that standpoint of it, you and I, we all agree that I think this is an issue. And we know we just want to make sure that we have more empathy for these children instead of finding ways to say, well, you know what, it's just these Democrats loading them up with all this
ammo. But, yeah, and that does happen. I mean, the political people are trying to figure out how to wrestle this into something that they can make something for their political agenda. I get that. But I think the genuineness of the kids is real. And I'm sure a lot of them are trying to be, are contacted by political groups saying, hey, come do something for us. Maybe we can help you with your efforts. I understand that. But they're also teenagers. And I know that what I was thinking about and my views of the world when I was 16 were a lot different when I was 26, let alone 56. So they're young. They're kids.
They're young. Yes, I agree. They're young, but to abscond their ideas and what they see as right should not. It would be a mistake. I mean, if you look at them, they're young, but in 2 years or less, they're going to be voting.
Yeah, I heard that.
Keep that under wraps.
I know. I hear that all the time. We're going to be voting. We're going to be voting. Guess what? Historically, they don't vote. So I appreciate their sentiments, but the reality is that 18 and 19 and 20 year old kids barely show up. So maybe that we'll see. Let's wait. We got until November. Let's see if these kids show up. Or in 2020.
Your time.
Yeah.
I've taken more than enough of your time. Thank you.
Thanks, David. Appreciate your call. Yeah, I guess I'm just not as harsh on these kids as a lot of people are, because I just look at them as they're very young, they're very inexperienced, they're susceptible to, and there's a lot of political people that want to grab them for their own efforts, but let's give them a little time to grow up. I'd love to interview him 10 years from now. Take a short break and be right back. Don't go away.
Your shot at $1,000 now.
I can't believe I won it.
First Amendment 101. You're listening to Tom Sullivan.
Yes, you are, and welcome to this Friday, the 20th day of April. So one more to add to all of this 420 business is this is also Adolf Hitler's birthday. He was born on this day in 1889. And so that also goes into the lore of, is that what the Columbine kids, why they chose this particular day? Was it, you go back again with Waco and Oklahoma City? I don't know. These things take on lives of their own. 855-295-6600. Chuck in Port St. Lucie, Florida. Hi, Chuck.
Hey, Tom. How you doing today?
Doing great. What's up?
Okay. I just wanted to comment on the students. I agree at this age they should have a voice and speak out. But, they've gone through a horrific event. However, I think that once they put themselves out there, this is how they get to learn life. And you can't and let them run behind mommy's skirt once they step out there and avoid all the slings and arrows. You just got to, you know, that's how you learn, and that's how you develop as a human.
Sure. No, I don't have a problem with somebody, you know, sending them a note, making a comment about the fact of, you know, they don't know what they're talking about. I think there's some that are literally into the conspiracy area, though. I griped about this yesterday, about the fact that David Hogg is an actor, and he wasn't there on the day it happened. This is all crazy conspiratory sites that are out there that are promoting all this false information. All right, so the kid is, you like him or he irritates the bejeebies out of you, but he's going to learn a big lesson, and I don't know where this is going to go for him. I don't know whether in 6 more months we'll, you know, you won't know his name, or whether he's going to become a big star of the political movement, be at the next political conventions in 2020. I don't know where this is going. He doesn't either. But I'm giving him time. I'm not all that upset about their comments or their thoughts. I disagree with them. I'm a great believer in the Second Amendment, and some of those kids are great believers in the Second Amendment, but the media is not giving them the time of day. So the media is more involved in giving them their star power because of the fact that there's the meme of get rid of guns. And if you happen to believe in the Second Amendment, then you disagree with them. They're going to learn that there's others out there who don't agree with their position. And they had a very good lesson. They all got on buses. What was it? A week after the Parkland shooting, went up to Tallahassee, where the Florida legislature was taking up a bill on banning assault rifles, was the name of the title. It was in this assault rifles bill, which is a misnomer anyway. But they got there, they got into the legislature, they're sitting there behaving, and the vote came up and to ban these guns, and the legislature said, no, we're not going to ban them. And all of these kids, their jaws dropped, thinking, but it's the problem that a lot of people have. You talk to only your friends and people in your circle, and you think you all think alike. I think those kids all thought that everybody was going to ban guns. And their first lesson was a week later when they found out, sorry, we're not banning them. So they'll learn, you know, to your point.
Yeah. Well, yeah, I agree with you on that. I mean, they're just lumps of clay right now that can be developed. And I think the way things happen so quickly, I think that there was adults that got involved and, you know,
sure,
gave them the ideas and helped them along, because the kids don't have that kind of thing to go with. But they need to get in a conversation and look at what happened. I mean, yes, they got shot at, and there's gun people out there, but there's mental health issues. I mean, the reactions of the police and the sheriffs, they didn't...
Everybody
they
failed.
Didn't stop this guy.
Everybody
failed.
Yeah.
And something else, it sounds cruel, for what happened to him. Well, what was their demeanor to this guy in school while he was there? I mean, was he bullied, picked on, chastised, ignored? You know, what was their part in it, too? I mean, not to try to blame them for being shot at, but, you know, that's part of the equation. All sides need to be looked at.
All sides failed. I don't know of anything that went right.
Yeah.
In that whole operation. So my fear is that type of attitude in many communities and many school districts is still continuing to this day, until there'll be another shooting. I don't know what that was this morning down in Florida where this kid shot at the door, but a real honest, yeah, he was just screwing around. A real honest to goodness school shooting. Yeah. Is going to happen again, sadly, and then we'll probably wind up with the same sort of thing. Everybody's afraid to do anything about securing the schools, but that's my whole mantra on it.
We We had a kid here in Port St. Lucie, went to Port St. Lucie High School. He had a weapon loaded and two extra rounds. I don't know what this guy was thinking, but they arrested him. He's in juvie right now.
How did they get him? Did the kid, another kid turn him in?
Somebody must have turned him in. They won't disclose that. They just say he was caught.
Because there's a lot of that going on where kids are saying, hey, Mom, Dad, Billy just posted on his Facebook page, and they're saying something. They're turning in these nut burgers that are in their myths. They don't want to be shot. So good for them.
Sure. I don't blame them.
I don't either.
The teachers too. They don't want to get shot at either.
Nope. All right. Hey, Chuck. Thanks. Do appreciate the call. Thomas in California. Hi, Thomas. How are you?
No, it's Tollison, Tom. Not that that matters.
Oh.
Hey, somebody was willing. Excuse me?
Sorry. Apparently. It doesn't know how to spell. But other than that.
It's Tollison. It's my last name. It doesn't matter. My point was that, somebody's going to go commit murder, especially mass murder. Very unlikely to be concerned about violating gun control regulations. And, what these people have in common is they're all cowards. That's why they show up at places that are completely disarmed, churches, schools, where nobody can shoot back at them. And later, after the election, a new sheriff took over there in Columbine. It came out that a student and his father did try to report those two guys. But, the police didn't act on it. But who knows how many reports they get in. But, these kids protesting, you can't disarm a technological society. And it's like down in Florida where there's so many people with concealed carry permits, it's not safe to go around robbing people. That's why those people were targeting tourists there, because they're the only ones you can count on to not have guns. This is ridiculous. We can't disarm this country just because of a few, incidents that have been dramatized and spewed about on and on over and over in the media.
Well, I just look at it and say there's soft targets everywhere, and as long as there are soft targets, people that are mentally not right are the ones who are going to be going after those soft targets. So it's your responsibility and mine to basically be self-aware where things are, how to get out of a place, where the exits are. Sadly, we've got to do that. When you go to a shopping mall or some other place, you've got to be on your toes. But I got to hit the break. I do appreciate the call very much. The phone number here is 855-295-6600. You can find the phone numbers and all the links to the show at TomSullivan.com.
The real world and you meet here. You're listening to Tom Sullivan.
It's a weird day. 420. We'll get into the pot angle next hour. There's a lot of people that are now saying, why don't we? Even the president is kind of making the move toward making pot so that the feds don't enforce it in states where they've approved it. Phone number is 855-295-6600. Brett in Napa, California. Hello, Brett.
Well, Tom, thanks for taking my call.
You bet.
I would really like to live in a civilized society where we have law and order and you can feel comfortable driving down the streets or sending your kids to school. So it seems like our politicians can't decide on gun control for whatever reason. So it'd sure be nice if we could put it before the voters, and maybe on a scale of 1 to 10, where a number 1 would be a straw with a spit wad, and a number 10 would be an M1A1 Abrams tank. I think maybe a recreational hunting rifle would probably classify as about a 4 on that scale. And that's probably where I would vote. I wouldn't vote a 5 for assault rifles or a 7 for a 88 millimeter howitzer.
There's only one problem with your idea.
To be able to vote.
Well, we are a republic, sir, not a pure democracy. So you'd have to change the form of government because your representative is the one who's going to decide how they're going to vote on all of that. It's interesting, you know. Pew says, is this Pew? Yeah. 42% of households have a gun owner in them. So that means 42% are personally involved with a gun or guns. They know something about it. They know whether they are afraid of them or they love them or whatever it might be. It's the other 58% that I don't know if I have no idea how they would vote on something like that if you gave them that chance, because of the 58%, there are people that don't own guns but are fine with them. And then there's people that don't own guns because they aren't fine with them and they don't want them anywhere near them. Mm-hmm. I don't know how you would. I don't know why there's not more research on exactly what people want and don't want, which would help out our representatives decide. Mm-hmm. Maybe how they would vote.
Mm-hmm. I am a gun owner. I have 3 guns. The guns that I have are for sporting, say, deer hunting.
Yeah.
And an assault rifle is not a a sportsman's weapon.
Yeah. I have friends that are hunters, and they've said the same thing. They said, I just don't know. You know, it's the wrong... It's the wrong tool to use if you're out deer hunting. It's the wrong gun. And these are gun owners like you. They're saying the same. I've heard I've heard what you've said from many, many others. So you're not alone.
But I do think we do have gun control in this country at this point because the public is not allowed to own a tank.
Of course.
So maybe just tightening it a little bit. On the assault rifles, or making it where you would have to get a license or a tougher to get a license to have that level of gun,
which they have for machine guns. You and I can't just go down to the store and buy a machine gun. We got to go through a bunch of hoops and get approval. And apparently, it's pretty tough. But remember, you know, the Al Capone movies, you know, the Tommy gun. They had that. That was fine. I mean, I know they were criminals, but I mean, so they were around back in the 1930s, but they're gone today. Judge Scalia, Justice Scalia.
Yes. I was going to say silencers are outlawed in California, but in other states with licensing, certain individuals can actually possess a silencer.
Well, Scalia said in D.C. versus it was that the famous gun case in District of Columbia. He said in his ruling that the Second Amendment is not absolute, and I think there's a lot of conservatives that look up to Justice Scalia as a true conservative, but were probably surprised that he said that. But he said no, it's it can be regulated. To your point, you can't go buy some sort of missile.
Yes. And anyway, thank you very much for taking my call.
You bet. You bet, Brett. I do appreciate it very much. Where are we going? Paul up in Nevada. Paul, hi. Welcome. You're on the Tom Sullivan Show.
Hey, Tom. How are you today?
Good. Good. What are you thinking?
You know, I just the last guy you talked to being a deer hunter, you know, I can understand him saying that an AR-15 isn't a sportsman's rifle, but I happen to think it is. I mean, I own multiple AR-15s and multiple calibers, and the reason that I own them is about 8-9 years ago, I core of the labrum in my shoulder. And due to my business, I can't get it fixed because they want me to put it in a sling for 4 days, 4 months.
Yeah. Yeah.
So when I go out and I shoot my beautiful Remington 308 bolt action rifle, which I love to shoot, I can shoot it like 3 or 4 times, and then my shoulder hurts.
I'll bet.
But I can take my AR-15 in the same caliber, which has that buffer spring and is gas-operated, and I can go out and shoot that thing, and because it absorbs some of the recoil, it makes it a much more comfortable shoot for me.
Huh. I had no idea.
I mean, and, you know, my wife, I built her, she has her own AR-15, and I built it with a lighter forend and a lighter barrel and a little bit more buffer spring to absorb some of the recoil, and it shoots soft compared to what one of mine will shoot. Mine shoot more like the rifle I carried in the military. I'm comfortable with that. She wants it so it doesn't shoot hard on her and she doesn't feel it.
Yeah.
And that's what makes the AR-15 such a popular platform, is you can curtail it to the shooter. You know, it is, and you can build them in 6.5, 6.8, 7 millimeter, 308.
I know. All right, but you're into the weeds here, Paul. You're on the details. People are either for guns or against guns. I think this idea about certain guns are okay and certain guns are not, even though Scalia says it's not absolute that you can't go out and buy a missile. But I still. People are either for guns or against guns in general. It's you've got to appreciate there's people out there that are deathly afraid of them, just looking at them. So that crowd gets a voice too. But the way it works right now, I don't think the Second Amendment's in any danger of being overthrown. It would be next to impossible.